Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Their charitable foundation is called Sharing Change. You may have heard us talk about that. It is funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month, supporting hundreds of nonprofits. Discover more at sharingchange.org. Well, it is always awesome to get to catch up with our friends over at the Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County. And joining us this morning is Michelle Clifford with the BGCRC. Now you know what that stands for, right? Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Brian. I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Spring break's been a wild one, hasn't it?
Spring break has been wild. Wild, Brian. I'm working with a coworker just now, and we were just talking about how wild it's been. But it's always exciting. Always something going on.
So I guess the clubs have been full this week.
They have. It has been a fun week. I think Smyrna, there were 100 kids there yesterday, I heard, around-ish. Busy, doing all sorts of fun stuff, fun activities, working on our drone program. We have an amazing art teacher in Smyrna right now doing some really fun individual stuff at art. They made slime. I mean, you name it, they did it. They've done it, I should say.
Yeah, drone program. Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, the drone program is great. And, if the kids stick with it, they can actually leave the program at the club with, like, a drone license to operate a drone. So that's really cool. And there's tons of different, jobs that is super helpful for.
Yeah. You can get a drone license before a driver's license, huh?
That's so funny. I'm like, Brian, that's a good one. I'm going to use that in some marketing stuff.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
I know. I like it.
There's, like you were saying, those are skills that may take them into a career. I mean, if they really, really enjoy it, why not do something you enjoy? And I'm sure by the time some of the, who knows what the job market's going to look like with drones and the need and all that kind of thing in the next 10 years, you know?
Oh, I know. It's evolving so fast. You're exactly right.
So, all those kids there probably made it feel like summer a little bit, didn't it?
It did. And summer's around the corner. You know, I tell you this all the time, summer and Christmas are my favorite times at the club because the kids are there and it's just so exciting.
Yeah.
And so
I knew you would put Christmas first, though.
I know. You know that, Brian. You know that. But yeah, it's been fun and we're looking forward to summer. Our summer signups have already started, actually. So if anyone's interested in the summer, they can go to our website and go ahead and sign up. And in the summer, we are open from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. We're open all day for the kids in Murfreesboro and Smyrna. And we provide breakfast, we provide lunch, an afternoon snack. We take them on field trips. We bring in outside field trips to the kids here. Every day is different in the summer and activities. And the kids will come and have a ton of fun and come home exhausted at the end of the day.
Well, that's the best way for kids to come home any day, exhausted, ready for
bed.
That's
so true. That's so true. And I always tell my kids, like, there's different types of exhaustion, and like the fun kind, that's the best kind. We were just so exhausted from so much fun. That's the best.
Yeah. The exhaustion in adulthood is for many different reasons, but you know, as a kid might as well be, right?
I know. Yeah. I love it. So, we're looking forward to this summer already and the plans that we're working on for this summer. So, signups will fill up, especially in different age groups, because the kids they rotate through field trips and activities and programs in age groups. So we will fill up in specific age groups, especially the younger ones tend to fill up faster. Mm-hmm. So if anyone is interested, our website is BGCRC, Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County.net. And they could go on and fill out the registration form there and register for summer. So it'll be a really good time. We have the best staff around. And we have a really good partnership with MTSU Athletics, and we get several athletes who work with us in the summer, and the kids always love that. So
know I talked to Beth last month. I can't remember if the month before I said something to you, but I know we talked about it with her last month about, man, the website is banger right now. Looking good.
Thanks, Brian. I appreciate you noticing it.
I like it.
Yeah, we've been working on that a lot and trying to make it really functional for everybody, parents and donors, and put everything up there that they may need or need access to at any point.
Yeah. So you mentioned a second ago the field trips. And when you think of field trips, you're going out places, and you all do that. Plenty of fun places, too. Usually skating's in there somewhere, and I don't know, all kinds of stuff to bring them home tired, like you said. But yeah. You mentioned bringing in field trips. What does that look like?
Yeah, so we've had different people or different programs come to us. So, for example, we've brought petting zoos in. If they want to do a petting zoo, there's a science guy who can come and do science stuff, or a magic person who comes and does magic stuff. We have a program that will come, I think, once a week, and they do STEM activities with our kids in the summer. We've had people come in and do cooking clubs with our kids in the summer. So we are going out, but we are having people come in too. And you know what people, what the kids really like is they love when people come and read to them, the younger ones. So we'll have people come in and read, and people come in for our teens. We'll get with community leaders and they'll come in and talk to them about different, you know, careers, things that they could look at. We have, or think about over the summer, we have community leaders who come in with our teens in the summer too, and they will mentor them for the summer. So always different stuff going on, coming in and out of the club all day.
Yeah, that sounds like a fun time, all kinds of things going on. I remember seeing some videos, I think, I don't know if it was, years run together. Maybe it was last year, but you have some of your board members come in to read to the kids. So I'm sure they really get a kick out of that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We've done that. They come in and read. We have the best board. I tell you that all the time, too. We have the best board, and they're super involved. In fact, the cooking club I was talking about that we've done in the summer has been done by our board members. They get together and make a cooking and have a cooking club, and they will go once a week and cook with the kids. And they've made cake balls. They've made ramen. I'm trying to think what else. Cake balls goes down in history because it was not good. It was unsuccessful cake balls, but everyone had fun and everybody remembers it. They did not form into balls. So we basically had cake all over our hands, but everyone had fun.
Maybe you'll need to try ramen cake balls.
There you go.
I don't know.
That might work. But pizza, it's fun though, because they would ask the kids, they would meet with them and ask, you know, what do you want to make? And it's funny to hear, like, our teens are the ones who wanted to do ramen, and our younger ones, of course, wanted to do cake balls. We had pizza. I'm trying to remember what else. But anyway, so they will listen, they will ask them what they want to make, and then they'll go back and make menus and buy the ingredients and come and cook with them. And it's always an adventure, because like I said, it's not, you don't know, it may not turn out, but it's okay. They're gonna have fun trying and doing it and eating and everyone laughing. It's just fun. It's fun.
You know, my kids loved to make ramen and all, but I just had flashbacks of college and, you know, just having to eat that stuff. So I never really wanted to, but they love it. Kids love ramen. I don't know.
They do. Well, it was fun. I was there when they did it, and they made the ramen and the noodles, but then they brought in all sorts of toppings for it, like bok choy and all sorts of stuff that you could put on. And so the teens, you know, helped cut it and whatever they needed to do. But then they got to try like putting all these different toppings and things in their ramen and just packing it full and trying all the different stuff, which I thought was good. I will say I have done that at home before for dinner, just bought a bunch of different ingredients and made the ramen and let my kids put it in, because that was a great idea.
Yeah, that's cool. With us today from the Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County, Michelle Clifford. We talked about spring break this week and summer coming up, kind of all tied together. Was there anything else about spring break? I mean, were there any trips or anything like that on spring break?
No, we did it a little bit different this year. Instead of going out for trips, the kids would go to each other's clubs and visit. So Murfreesboro would go to the Smyrna Club and visit the kids, and they would get to play together and do programs together and see their facilities. So we did it a little bit different like that this year, but that was a lot of fun to be able to mingle them together and get out and see different things that way.
All
so
right.
it was a new thing we tried. I think it was a success and everyone enjoyed it. And I think you remember, Brian, you know, Smyrna too, they have a fairly new playground. So that was fun for Murfreesboro. We had Kaboom grant and built a new playground in Smyrna. So it's really nice playground. So that was a great activity for the kids.
Yeah, I bet they enjoyed that. Did the teens do anything special over the break?
The teens, we brought in some programming for the teens. We had some speakers, but yeah, we didn't go anywhere this year. But they love having speakers come in and talk to them. So that was fun for them.
So they've already done their like college tour trip thing, right? The teens?
Correct. They did it. Yes, they did it last summer.
Okay.
And we're going to do it over fall break this year, this time. Because we just found the summer schools may not have had as much access as we were wanting. So they're going over fall break this year. But loved it last year. Last summer we did the Carolinas. And this time we're doing Florida over fall break down that way. Yeah.
You know, if
that's always fun.
There's a place to go to college for always good weather, beaches nearby or close enough, you know?
I know. Years ago we did the college tour, and we had a teen on our tour who was going to go to, I believe it was Cumberland here. And we took them down to Florida, did a few different schools. And one of the schools we did was Flagler in Florida. And he stepped off the bus and was like, no, this is where I need to be. And got an application, ended up going to Flagler, excelled at Flagler, has an amazing job now, but he is they used him in like recruiting videos, and he would talk in the Flagler recruiting videos about how he found Flagler was on a Boys and Girls Club college tour.
How neat.
And I think he's working for Pepsi now. He's got a great job. We're so proud of him. But that's just a fun, I mean, he would never even knew that was an option until we went.
Well, that's cool. Some of the great stories that come out of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County. And, you know, when I went to the brand spanking new BGCRC.net, first thing you see there is Cedric the Entertainer.
Yes. Speaking of successful Boys and Girls Club members, did you know that Cedric the Entertainer went to a Boys and Girls Club as a child?
You know, I knew that because of the information for the news story that we put out about him being the speaker. I read through that and saw that he was a club kid.
Yes, he was. So he's a big Boys and Girls Club supporter, but we are so excited to have him coming to our Steak and Burger event in June this year. And he is going to be hilarious, of course. And he's going to do a 45-minute stand-up set for our attendees. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm so excited. You know you're going to laugh so hard the whole time. But it's going to be fun, too, to just, I mean, he's a Boys and Girls Club product and get to hear and in between all the laughs and see how it, you know, drove him to be who he is today. But that event is always fun. We have a great auction. It's going to be June 12th this year at MTSU. So if anyone is interested in that, they can buy tickets or look at sponsorships on our website, bgcrc.net. And it will be a fun, entertaining evening. Brian, I believe you've been before. Who did you come see that time?
Oh, goodness.
Was it Gronk?
It was Gronk. Yep.
Okay.
That man. And look at what's happened to him. I mean, he's a big TV guy and all that now. So
I know. He's everywhere.
I can't get over when he went into the gym and, you know, high-fiving the kids, and they were screaming bloody murder, you know, and they were really excited to see him come in there, and he really had a cool interaction with the kids at the club.
That was fun. He threw football.
Yeah, he did.
With a few of them. I mean, yeah, I've been with the club almost 20 years, and that's one of my top memories. There are several. The other, Brian, do you remember when you did the high school graduation parade with us during COVID?
Oh, yeah.
And we went and visited our high schooler. Like, we just dropped off care baskets because it was COVID and we couldn't celebrate them in person, so we all paraded, and I know you came, but that's one of my top memories too. So it's a special place, and Brian, you've been there for so many of our memories through the years.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, we've done a lot of really cool things, and you know, there are all kinds of things with COVID we'll never forget, but that one was pretty cool. And you know, they got to come out and celebrate them. We were on the air doing that, so really a cool deal. And this is a steak and burger. It's a fundraiser, you know, you're not hiding that, but this is what helps keep the club, you know, affordable for the kids here in our community.
That's right. That's right. It is a fundraiser. It's the largest fundraiser that we do as an organization is Steak and Burger in June. And it does, you know, Brian, more of our kids that come to the club are scholarshiped to the club in some manner than are not. And no child is ever turned away due to inability to pay. But it's so crucial for us to raise those funds so that we can keep serving all kids who need us most. And that's why this event and fundraiser is so important to our organization.
So there are several sponsorship levels. I see a box where you can, you know, click on that if you want to, you know, a table, take friends, whatnot, have a good time, and also single tickets right there too.
That's correct. That's correct. They start from single tickets and go up. And even some of the sponsorships, Brian, include VIP tickets where you get to meet Cedric and do a meet and greet with him. So that could be fun.
Yeah. So check out vgcrc.net. When you go there, you can't help but to see where you can find more information about the 36th annual Steak and Burger here in Murfreesboro Smyrna Clubs. And Michelle, as always, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks, Brian. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. Michelle Clifford joining us on Rutherford Issues. And hey, if you came in a little late and you thought, man, I wish I knew more about what she just mentioned, well, check the podcast. It will be up shortly at WGNSradio.com, or you can watch back on YouTube, Facebook, and X, all those places. So we'll see you back here next time. Have a good day.